Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, Miss Peters, I'm that glad to see you. Have you had any word from the master?
Yes, Poole. I've had a letter.
So have I, miss. Won't you step inside and see what's to be done?
I've got a man with me, Poole. A locksmith.
A locksmith?
Yes, but I'll explain about it later. He's outside on the footpath. Tell him to come in and then come to me in the doctor's library,
yes,
will you?
Yes, certainly, miss. Will you come inside, my man?
Thanks.
Take a seat in the hall here and we'll tell you when we need you.
All right, I'm there. Mind if I put me bag of tools on the carpet?
No, that'll be all right. Just put them on the floor.
Poole, what does your letter say?
It doesn't say very much, Miss Peters. Just to expect a visit from you and to do everything in my power to help you carry out certain instructions. Here it is, miss, if you'd like to see it.
When did you get it?
About an hour ago. It was delivered by messenger. A bit of a boy who just pushed it into my hand and ran away before I could ask him anything.
That's how I got mine. Oh, Paul, I'm frightened. I feel certain something terrible's happened to the doctor. Listen to what he says in the letter he wrote to me. My life, my honor, my reason depend upon you. If you fail me tonight, I'm lost. No matter what may try to prevent you, do as I ask you. Otherwise, a fate so terrible will descend upon me that I cannot bring myself to put it down on paper.
Mercy on me. Whatever can he mean?
Let me read the rest of it. Find a reliable locksmith and go at once to my house. Poole, my butler, has his orders and will help you in what you have now to do. Get your man to smash in the door of my private laboratory. When this is done, you are to go in alone and to open the cabinet on the left-hand side of the room and to draw out, with all its contents as they stand, the fourth drawer from the top. This drawer I beg of you to carry back to your room in Bloomsbury exactly as it stands. At midnight, I ask you to be alone and to admit with your own hand a man who will present himself in my name. Place in his hands the drawer you will have brought from my house, and you will have earned my undying gratitude. Do not fail me. Think of me at this hour, in a strange place, laboring under a blackness of distress that no fancy can exaggerate. And yet, if you will faithfully do as I ask, my troubles will roll away like a story that is told. Serve me, my dear Helen, and save your unhappy friend, Henry Jekyll.
Why, whatever can it mean?
Heaven only knows, Poole. But one thing is clear. We must do as he asks and get him the drawer without any delay.
Come along, then. I'll tell the man and we'll go out to the laboratory.
Have you got a lantern?
I'll get one. I think I'd also better get an axe. That door is very thick and strong.
Oh, then get it. It's now nearly 10 o'clock and I've got to be back in my room by midnight. There's no time to be lost. Hurry, man, hurry. Can't you get that lock off?
I never seen a stronger lock in all my life. I've been at it nearly an hour now. Wait a minute till I try this other file.
If that won't open it, we'll have to smash in the door.
That'll take a bit of doing, too. The doctor had this door specially made.
I think I'm going to get it this time. See, it's starting to give. Put your shoulder to it and we'll give it a go. Got it. Well, there you are, miss. I told you I'd never been beat yet.
All right, good. Poole, give me the light. I'll go inside and get the drawer.
Would you like me to come with you, Miss Peters?
No. The doctor said I was to go alone. Just give me the lantern. As soon as I've got the drawer, I'm going to hurry back to my rooms. You can see that the door's sealed up again after I've gone.
Yes, miss, I quite understand. Here's the light. We'll wait out here.
All right.
Creepy sort of place, this.
What's it been used for?
The doctor used it for experiments.
He hasn't been here lately, has he? Look at all them cobwebs.
Oh, blimey, what's that?
What's the matter? Are you all right, Miss Peters?
Oh, yes, I'm all right. Nothing. A big rat ran across the floor.
Lord love me. What's that over in the corner there?
That's the doctor's skeleton.
The doctor's?
He used it for reference. Haven't you seen them in shop windows?
Yes, but I ain't seen one hidden away in a beastly, creepy place like this. I'll be fair glad to get out of it and no mistake.
Then you won't have to stay much longer. I've got what I wanted, and all you've got to do now is to seal up the door again.
Oh, lucky I brought a spare lock. I'll put it on right away, miss.
Would you like me to come across to the house with you, miss?
No, no, Poole, you stay here. I'll let myself out and get a cab. I've got to hurry. In half an hour, it'll be midnight.
Couldn't come. Have you got it?
You mean the drawer?
Yes, yes.
Yes, it's here.
Give it to me.
Well, you have to come inside. My room's on the second floor.
Yes, yes, I know. Let me in and shut the door. Quickly, quickly. Isn't that a policeman coming along the street shining his bullseye on the doors?
Yes, it is.
Then let me in and shut the door. Oh. Is everyone asleep?
Yes, I think so.
Then take me upstairs.
No, I'd rather that you waited here.
Don't keep me here arguing. Take me upstairs and into your room. Some fool may come blundering out here. Do as I say.
How dare you talk to me like that?
I'm sorry. I apologize. You must forgive me. It's on account of my anxiety. You don't understand. But my friend, Dr. Jekyll...
He's ill?
Desperately ill. If I don't soon take him the contents of that drawer, it may be too late.
Well, then come at once. I shouldn't have kept you waiting a moment. Can't I come with you? Surely I can do something to help him.
He only needs the contents of that drawer.
But if he's so ill...
No, no, be guided by me. Keep away from him.
Very well, if you're so sure. Here's my room. Come in and I'll give you what you want.
Where is it, for pity's sake? Tell me where it is.
It's here, under that sheet. Is that what you came for?
Yes, that's it. I was afraid there might have been some mistake. It's all there. The powders, the tincture, and the book containing the formula.
What's the matter? Are you ill? You look like death.
When a man has faced the horror that I have, you can't begin to imagine what it means to see these things. They are all that stands between heaven and hell. I cannot begin to thank you for what you've done.
Then you must tell me where Henry Jekyll is. I insist. I'm his fiancé. I've got the right to know.
No, I cannot tell you.
Then you'll not take that drawer away till you do.
Give it to me. Give it to me. I say, oh, by heaven.
You
put
can't.
It down.
You can't.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Is it anyone for you?
Not at this hour.
Open the window and see who it is.
Who's there? What do you want?
I want you to open this door.
Who are you?
The police.
Police? Ask him what he wants.
What do you want?
I have a warrant for the arrest of Edward Hyde. We trailed him to this house. He went in this door not 5 minutes ago.
So, it's you. You're Edward Hyde, the murderer?
Don't let them in. Don't let them in. If you do, it's the end of Jekyll, too.
What am I to do?
What are you to do? Have you a measuring glass?
Yes.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Quickly. Quickly.
Here it is.
Turn up the light so that I can see to measure out a dose of this tincture.
What are you going to do?
Oh, do as I say. Do as I say and ask no questions. 3, 4, 5, 6 drops. Now the salts. The mixture starts to work. Curse them. They'll have the whole house roused. Hold them all for another few minutes and then they can do their worst.
What are you going to do? What's in that glass? You're not going to drink it.
I'd have done anything to avoid this. I've got no choice. That knocking on the door downstairs is a summons to the gallows. There's only one way out.
You're not going to kill yourself.
No, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to be born anew. Hide your eyes, Helen Peters, for they are going to look upon a sight that will blast them with terror and horror that has never met the gaze of man before. They're coming. I must do it. Heaven have mercy on us both.
What's wrong in there? What's going on in there?
I don't know. I don't know. She got suddenly terrified when she heard the banging at the door. I've done my best to calm her, but she seems to be quite beyond control.
And who are you?
This is my card. I am Dr. Henry Jekyll.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll? What are you doing here?
I was called in to attend to this young lady. A serious case of hysteria, I'm afraid. I must ask you to leave us as soon as possible. Otherwise, I can't answer for the results.
Huh? What's the matter with her?
She had a bad fright earlier in the night when the sound of you knocking on the door downstairs seemed to have had a violent effect on her.
Well, I'm sure. I'm very sorry, but we had our orders. We've got to search this place. A man by the name of Hyde.
Edward Hyde, the murderer?
That's him. He was seen in Kensington Gardens this afternoon and it was reported to us. We've traced him all over the place. First, he took a cab and went to a little hotel in Limehouse. We almost got him there, but he gave us the slip. Then he was seen down by the embankment. And last of all, we traced him here.
Here?
Yes, not 10 minutes ago, someone saw him creeping along this street and hiding in the doorway. Someone came out and let him in, and he hasn't come out since. We've got the police surrounded here all round the place, and we know.
Well, you can see for yourself that he isn't in this room. Do you want to look in the cupboard?
Oh, I suppose we should, by rights.
Then go ahead, but make it as brief as possible. I'm very alarmed at the condition of my patient here. I want to get her to a hospital as soon as possible.
Well, it won't take 2 minutes, sir. It's just a matter of formality. Go on, Bert and Ted. You look in that other room. I'll have a search in here.
All right, got a lamp, Bert. Here you are.
Helen. Helen, dear. It's all right, Helen. Helen, can you hear me? Oh, please. Please don't cry like that. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's Henry. Don't you know me?
Don't look too good, does she?
No. I must have help, but I don't like to leave her. Do you think one of your men could get me some sort of a cab? I've got to get her into a hospital.
Do you think she'll be all right, sir?
Why, what do you mean?
Well, she looks to me as though she's, well, what you might say, sort of lost her reason.
Don't say that. Why, what do you know about it? She's had a bad shock and nothing more. She'll be all right if only you'll do as I ask and not stand there gaping.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. No offense meant. I'll go down and speak to the sergeant right away.
Helen. Oh, Helen, my poor darling. Oh, don't say I've done this frightful thing to you. Must the curse fall on every living creature that I love? Oh, heaven, not this. Not this. Not this.
Say, what's going on here?
Who are you anyway? What do you want?
Name is Poole. I've come here to see someone in this house.
Well, you can't get in here. The place is surrounded.
What for?
None of your business. What do you want to get inside for?
I've got to see a lady. I've got an urgent message for her.
Well, it'll have to wait. No one gets in or out of this house till we've got the man we're looking for.
Something serious?
Just a plain case of murder, that's all.
Murder? Here?
No, not here. But the cove what done it is. Ever heard of Edward Hyde?
Edward Hyde? He's here.
Surest thing you know. We tracked him to this place, and we know he hasn't got out.
But what would he be doing here? Why, this here is a most respectable neighborhood.
Just shows you can't believe appearances. Maybe he came to pay a visit to the young lady you're after.
Miss Peters? Why, you must be mad.
Peters? Is it her you're after?
Yes, why?
I just come down from her room. There's something pretty funny the matter with her.
Why, what do you mean?
The doctor says she's had a fright. If you ask me, she's clean off her head.
Miss Peters is?
Yes. Right, here they come now. Sergeant's letting them come because the doctor told him it's urgent.
The doctor? Why, it's Dr. Jekyll.
Do you know him?
I'm his servant. We've been looking for him everywhere.
Well, there he is, as large as life.
Dr. Jekyll! Dr. Jekyll!
Why, Poole, whatever brings you here?
I've been looking for you, sir, everywhere.
Well, you found me. Come here, give me a hand with Miss Peters. Take her other arm and help me get her into that cab.
My goodness, sir, she do look bad. And to think that I was talking to her only this evening when she came to get that draw from your place.
Shut up, you fool. Don't you see those men are listening?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do as I say. Take Miss Peters' arm and don't say a word until we're through this cordon of police. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Helen. Helen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Open your eyes and look at me.
Where am I?
You're in my home. I brought you here 5 days ago.
5 days? I don't remember.
Well, don't try to. You've been very ill, but you're getting better now. I'm taking care of you.
Are you Henry? What happened to me?
Don't try to think. Just lie there. And let me hold your hand in mine.
But there's something I want to remember. Something terrible. It's there at the back of my mind, but I can't quite find it.
You mustn't. If you try to think and upset yourself, I'll have to give you something to put you to sleep again. You wouldn't want me to have to do that, would you?
No, no. What happened at the clinic?
They're doing the best they can. Dr. Lanyon will be back from his honeymoon at the end of next week. And that will make things better.
But who's looking after all the sick people?
Now, you're not to worry about that. That's how you've made yourself sick. You've been working too hard. You've had a very bad breakdown.
I have?
Yes. And you've got to take great care of yourself. As soon as you're well enough, I'm going to take you away. How would you like to go to the south of France, or perhaps to Italy?
Do you mean that?
Of course I do. Now you just lie there and don't talk. And think of where you'd like to go as soon as you get better.
Will you stay here beside me?
Well, I'll just go into the next room for a few minutes and have a word with your nurse. Then I'll come back.
Don't be long, Henry. I feel afraid of something. I don't know what it is, but I don't want Bill.
I'll come back just as soon as ever I can. Now close your eyes and don't worry, dear.
I'll try.
Oh, nurse. How long did she sleep this afternoon?
About 2 hours, Doctor.
And when she woke, you noticed signs of returning consciousness. Did she say anything?
She asked for something to drink.
Nothing else?
She seems to be trying to remember something.
That's natural. She's been unconscious for 5 days, don't forget. And there's bound to be certain gaps in her memory. Will you try to remember everything she says and report it to me?
Yes, of course.
She didn't mention anything about someone named Hyde.
No, sir, nothing at all.
Good. Let me have a look at the temperature chart. Yes, that's much better. Just keep on as you're doing and avoid all excitement. She must be kept perfectly quiet.
Oh, I quite understand that, sir.
And I think you can reduce the number of doses of bromide.
I remember!
Quickly, she's had another relapse. Look, she's out of bed. Helen!
Get away from me, get away! I can see it all again.
Now, get an injection ready, nurse. I'll manage her by myself. Helen, be quiet, dear.
I can't. I'm not sick anymore. I remember everything. I remember how you came to my room. I can see you standing there, gripping the table. Your face, your hands, and your dreadful cries.
Don't. You don't know what you're saying. You must be quiet. You must get back into bed.
I'm not sick, I tell you. I can remember. You came to my place at midnight, didn't you? I opened the door. And there you were, crouching in the shadows. And the policeman with the lantern.
Be quiet. This is all part of your sickness now. You've dreamt it all.
No, I haven't. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw you measure up the liquid and put it in the little white powder. And all the while they were knocking on the door, and you were terrified. And you turned to me with your face ghastly pale, and the perspiration running down your cheeks. I could see the way your mouth was open, and you gasped for breath, and then you drank. Oh, I could see it all.
Nurse, have you got the hypodermic ready?
You can't stop me from speaking. I won't have your drugs. You can't keep me here.
Helen, be calm, be calm. You must be calm. Don't you know what you're doing? You'll make yourself ill again.
Let me go, let me go. I won't stay in this house. I saw you, I saw you. I know what happened. I know what you are.
Yes, yes, Doctor.
Hold her arm while I give it to her. We've got to get her calm again.
No, no, let me go. Don't touch me, don't come near me. You're Edward Hyde. I saw you. I saw you with my own eyes, I tell you.
Whatever is she saying?
It's the wildest form of delirium. Take no notice.
It's not. I saw him. He drank down the medicine and I saw him change. I saw him change right before my very eyes.
Hold her, nurse, steady. That's right. Oh, thank heavens for that. Now she'll soon be quiet.
Quiet! I'll never be quiet. I'll never be quiet again.
Helen, don't you understand that this is just a dream?
It's not. I swear I saw it happen.
Thank heaven. She's growing quieter. Come and help me lift her into bed.
This is the worst turn she's ever had.
Yes. It's very serious. If there are many more of them.
Do you think her mind might be permanently affected?
It may be. There. Poor soul. She's gone to sleep. We'll see how she is when she wakes. If she's no better.
Will you be somewhere near?
Yes. I've cancelled all engagements. I won't leave her. No one must attend her but myself, as long as she persists in this mad delusion that I am Edward Hyde.